I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to tell you about my new hobby. But before I do that, let's take a look at the keywords from today's episode. So here are some words that I'll be using that you might not know or you might not be sure about. I'm just going to give you the words without the definitions. See if you can hear them and understand them based on the context. And then at the end, we will come back to them all to look at what they mean and how I use them. We start with a verb, bake, B-A-K-E. What does it mean to bake? Next, a noun, loaf, L-O-A-F, loaf. And then another noun, dough, D-O-U-G-H, dough. And then a verb, knead. But listen to the spelling, K-N-E-A-D. So we have a silent K, knead. And then another verb, prove, P-R-O-V-E. You might know another meaning of this verb, to prove something, to make people believe that it's true. But this is a different meaning of the word prove. And like with all the previous words that I've given you so far, it's connected with bread and baking. Let's take a look at the next word. Well, actually, it's an idiom. To kill two birds with one stone. To kill two birds with one stone. And finally, a phrasal verb, to take up a hobby. Take up. But it's always followed by a hobby. Okay, listen very carefully for those keywords. We'll come back to them all at the end. If you had told me a year ago that I would be baking regularly within a year, I would have laughed. Making bread and other baked products was never high on my list of potential hobbies. It all seemed too time-consuming, too much work, and all just for a loaf of bread. How wrong I was. For the last four Saturdays, I've woken up early to bake. I started with a simple white loaf, and then some white rolls, and then a brown loaf, and then most recently, yesterday in fact, focaccia. So why did I start? What changed? Firstly, I liked the idea of having fresh homemade bread. Initially, I thought about getting a bread maker where the machine does all the work for you. I liked how I could set it so that the bread would be ready for when I woke up. The house would smell nice and maybe that would help me to get out of bed. But they're not cheap, so I decided to buy a baking tin and do all the kneading and proving myself. And to my surprise, I enjoyed the whole process. It's hard work, but mindful work. While you're kneading and working on the dough, you can listen to music or a podcast, or you can just focus on what you're doing. The process also requires patience and time where there's nothing to do. You have to let the dough prove, and that gives you 45 minutes or an hour to do something else. So it's also an opportunity to combine two activities. While I was waiting for my focaccia to prove, I went for a run. So it feels like you're killing two birds with one stone. Once it's risen, you can put it in the oven and let it do its thing. When it's done, you can be proud of your delicious end product, and unlike with other cooking, which is usually consumed immediately, you can enjoy it for a few more days. For a hobby I never thought I would take up, it's become one that I think I will enjoy every week. It's reminded me why it's always good to try something new. You never know what you'll end up enjoying. Okay. So have you ever tried baking? Do you think you'd like it if not? Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. So first, to bake. So this is my new hobby, baking. So to bake is to cook by dry heat typically in an oven. And when we talk about baking, we're referring to things like bread and cakes. Okay, next, loaf. I started with a simple white loaf. A loaf is a quantity of bread shaped and baked in one piece. Next, dough. So I spoke about kneading and working on the dough. We're going to look at the word knead in a moment. But dough is a mixture of flour and water used for bread. So it's basically bread before it becomes bread. So what does it mean to knead and to prove? To knead is to work into the dough with the hands. And to prove is to become aerated, to rise. So it's part of the process of making bread. Okay, next, to kill two birds with one stone. So while I was waiting for my focaccia to prove, I went for a run. So it feels like you're killing two birds with one stone. So this expression, this idiom, means to achieve two things during one event. And finally, to take up a hobby. I never thought I would take up baking. So we always use this phrasal verb, to take up a hobby, meaning to start a hobby. And those are today's key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it entertaining and maybe you learned some new words. For bonus content, including the transcript of today's episode and a video tutorial, go to my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans, dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible, en une minute, à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.